Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Vav in Meseches Shkalim. It is the 448th daf in Shas. We're going to start from a Mishnah that discusses if money is designated for a shekel, but it turns out that it is extra, what does one do with that money? Similarly, when it comes to a karban chatas, what is done with the leftover money? Gemara will continue to analyze that through the Amud, as well as discussing leftover carbon chatas that was designated inappropriately. Gemara will go on to discuss the different coinage of that particular time. The Gemara will give us a agadita on the bottom of why it was that particularly the coinage of a half a shekel was chosen for the machzis ha-shekel. Then we will go on to the next Mishnah. We'll continue with the topic of leftover money and leftover kachim. The Gemara then will discuss errors in kachim. For example, if there is a leftover carbon pesach. The Gemara then will discuss when it is appropriate to change the status of a carbon. For example, mishanim kachim kalim l'shem kachim kalim. You could change kachim kalim for kachim kalim, but ain't mishanim kachim kalim kachim kachim. And these discussions will take us through to the bottom of the daf. Let's Beis Hashem begin on the top of Vav Amud Aleph. Hamechanes Mo, someone who is gathering in money. The Mishnah is referring to someone who is poor, and he slowly gathers, explains the Karban Eidah, pruta by pruta for a shekel. Then when he counts it up, he realizes he actually put more than necessary away. So Hamechanes Mo, V'amar Harei Elu L'shkali, and he designates it for a shekel. B'shami Ar Mutarin Nidava. Beis Shammai says that the leftover money cannot be used l'chulin, but rather has to be used as a nedava for the Mikdash. Beis Hillel amr mutarin chulin. And Beis Hillel says that the leftover is considered chulin. However, if his language is different, if he says, she'avi mehen shkali, then I will bring from it my shekel, so then in such a case, even Beis Shammai agrees that's not a problem. Shavin shamosar chulin. Everybody there says that the leftover is chulin, and the rationale being because he never designated it as the shekel, he just said he's planning to take from it. Elu l'chatasi, if he designates for his carbon chatas, and it turns out again it's leftover, shavin shamosar nedava. Then everybody agrees that the leftover is going to be a nedava, even Beis Hillel. Now the Mishnah explains the distinction between the two. Amar Rabbi Shimon ma bein shkalim l'chatas. What would be the difference between shkal and lechatas? Elo shel shkalim yesh lan kitzva, ulechatas ein lo kitzva. A shekel and a machzis ha-shekel have a particular amount. And therefore, when he's saying, I'm designating this for a machzis ha-shekel, so then the moment that the prutos add up to that machzis ha-shekel, anything more than that's not designated. In contrast to a karban chatas, you could buy very, very different prices of animals on the market. And since a chatas doesn't have a particular price, so then in such a case, every piece of money that he designates for a carbon chatas can and will be nitfas for a kedusha, will have attained kedusha status. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, aflish shkalim ein lahen kitzva. No, Rabbi Yehuda said, disagrees and says shkalim also doesn't have a set value. Why? When Bnei Yisrael came up from Galus in the time of Ezra, what did they use a shekel for? They would use a matbea of a sela, which is called a darkon. And they would take a half of a darkon. Chazru, after that, they return lishkol slime. They would take from Slaim. After that, Chazru Lishkol Tvoin. And then, Bikshu Lishkol Dinar. And then, Klal Yisrael wanted to give Dinar. V'lo Kiblu Mehen. And the Chachamim and the Gizbarim did not accept Dinar. In other words, argues Rabbi Yehuda, the value actually went up and down depending on the status of the currency of that time, as the Gemara will elaborate. And therefore, it's also in Lan Kitsa. But Rabbi Shimon had a good response. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Afo Pikein, Yad Kulan Shava. When it comes to shekel, everybody was dealing with the same currency, even though at different times, there were different currencies. Aval chatas, when it comes to chatas, not everybody is shavah. Zem mevi b'sela. There's some who bring a carbon chatas worth a sela. Zem mevi b'shtayim. Zem mevi b'shalosh. Some worth bring when it's worth two, and some when it's three. Our Mishnah said, hamechanis, those who are gathering in. In other words, that we're talking about a poor person that's collecting his prutas for the shekel. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Lazar says, Mam pligin, what is the machlokis? B'machnes protrot. We're only talking about where the person takes in pruta by pruta. Aval ba'omer ha'elu l'shkali. What happens is a regular person says, these are a shekel, and it turns out it was more than the need for the machzor shekel. Kali ama moed yashem mutar nedavah. Then the entire nation, in other words, even Beis Hillel, would agree that the moser is a nedava. We're talking about only when it's clear that the person only wants to count out prutas. Rabbi Chia v'Rabbi Bivam b'shem Rabbi Lazar, my pligin machanes protrot. We're only talking about someone who's taking it in pruta by pruta. Prot rot would be an expression for pruta by pruta. Avo ba'omer elu lishkali. But if a person says, these are going to be my shekel, and he doesn't say, in these group is going to be my shekel, elu lishkali, here is my shekel, so then he's designated his shekel. Kule alma moidi shamutarin chulin. That this man da Omar, this day in Rebbe Lazar, holds that in such a case, the leftovers are going to be chulin. This is different than the case in the Mishnah, where he's taking one prut at a time, and later he's going to count out, explains the Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rather, over here, he says, on a general amount, where he hasn't been designated everything for his shekel, he says that whatever's here, that's a shekel, is going to be for my shekel, so it only includes that which is the value of the machzis shekel. I'm Rabbi Chia Masnisa Misayla Rabibi. Our mission is a right for Rabibi. Disnan, as we learned, Amarish imin bambed shkolim lechatos. What was the difference between shkolim lechatos? Elosha shkolim yeshel and kitzvah. Shkolim have a designated amount. Ulechatos ain't la kitzvah. We said that lechatos does not have a designated amount. Now let's analyze what exactly was the case. Ma'anan kayomin. What is the case that we are talking about? If we're talking about a case where he said that I will bring from this a shekel, so then there's nothing to talk about. Then everybody agrees. He never designated his chulin at all. He just said, from this money, I will take out a machzis shekel. Same thing when it comes to karm chatas. Elokan, anin kayyamin. What is the case rather over here? Ba'omer elulishkali. These are going to be my shekel. And here there's going to be a difference between a carbon chatas and shkalim. Shkalim, ayidei shektsivasan minatara mutar chulin. Shkalim, since its set amount is minatara, so then the leftover is chulin. Chatas, ayidei shein kitsasan minatara. There isn't the set amount, as the end of the Mishnah we saw, that different people spend different amounts on the chatas. Mutarin nudava. So then in such a case, the leftover is going to be a nudava. So here we see, like Rebbe Biba, if a person says, elu l'shkali, the halacha is that the leftover is going to be for chulin. How is Rebbe Yossi, who disagrees, it was the first day in the Gemara, who said that if he says, elu l'shkali, everybody agrees that the musarin is going to be Nedava, ma'avid la Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Lazar, pasad la, he will explain that our Mishnah over there is talking about a particular case. B'machnes protrot ukeves hillel. If it was machnes protrot and according to Beis Hillel, so then in such a case, our Mishnah is just simply telling us that the case of machnes protrot, we follow Beis Hillel. If you will, the topic of our daf is the topic of hegdish b'toos. Now the Gemara gives us other examples of Hegdish Betos. Says the Gemara, about halfway through the Amud, after the parentheses, Hamafrish Shkolov, person separates his shekel, v'savar shu chayiv, and he thought that he was chayiv, nimtza she'ena chayiv. Lo kidesh, in such a case, the money is not kadosh, because it was done on a false presumption. Here we're assuming Hegdish Betos is not a valid Hegdish. Hamafrish Shnayim Vesavar Shu Chayiv Shnayim. Someone designates two coins, a Machzis HaShekel, and turns out he's only Chayiv one. V'nimtza Hashen Chayiv Al-Achad. Also Hashen Mayavid Leh. Nishmana Me'ado. We'll learn from the following halacha. And that is, Hifrish Chatos, if a person separates a carbon Chatos, Hifrish Chatos, Vesavar Shu Chayiv, V'nimtza Hashen Chayiv, Lo Kitsha. Then in such a case, the animal is not Kaddish. However, Hifrish Shtayim, if he designates two animals for a chatas, v'savar shu chayiv shtayim, v'nimtza she'enu chayiv ela achas, osa shniya mat avid lo, what do you do with the leftover carbon chatas? Ela roa, it can't simply go to chul, it needs to pasture until it gets a mum, and then that's called yira adshe tistayiv in the Bavli, until it gets a mum, and then you redeem it and use its money for hegdish. Hachanami elu l'nadava. So too, the same would be when it comes to Shkolm. If he thinks Chayiv 2, he's really on Chayiv 1, he's designated 2, so it will have to go to Nadava, it doesn't go to Chulin. V'cho heich omer ito ato elu. And the Gemara says, how could you say such a thing? The Mefarshim explain that the Gemara is asking, but we differentiated between a shekel and a karban chatas. That when it comes to a shekel, it's a davar sheishal kitzva, and therefore you can't learn from chatas. Could be the other man, the armor, will say back, no. When do we say don't learn from karma chatas? That's if you make an error in the sum. However, if you make an error in whether you're chayiv, so then it's just a classic case of hegdish betos, and then you can learn shekel from karma chatas. So the question is, once we say you don't learn shekel, if you make error in the sum, what if you make an error in the amount of chiyuvim, whether you could learn one from the other, even though chatas and shekel are different in the nature of the sum. Let's Be'ezer Hashem continue. We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer af l'shkalim ein lan kitzva. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed and said that a shekel doesn't have a kitzva, and his proof was that at different times they were using different currencies. The Gemara now gets a little bit involved in these currencies. Darkonos are dinarin. Chazru l'shkal slum, we learned in our Mishnah that changed for slum. Kishmuan, the Gemara says the slun is as it sounds, as in the time of the Gemara, they also were using slums. It says the Gemara, that's exactly what we're referring to, that currency. Chazru l'shkal tva'im. They began to use matbeos, coins, of palge slum, of half slum, and that they would give to a machzis ha-shekel. Bikshu l'shkal dinarim, we learned that they wanted to switch to dinarim. They wanted to use what's called krotin, which was a half of a tva'in, which is a fourth of the shekel of Torah, v'lo kiblu mehen, and that they didn't accept. Min hadah, they learned this from the pasuk, ve'amadnu aleinu, the pasuk in Nehemiah says, v'amadnu aleinu mitzvos, laseis aleinu shishas ha-shekel b'shana, la'avodas b'yisrael keinu. When the word ve'amadnu is mashma that bezin had to be omed on something, and that means that they have to be omed, they have to stand up and press their position, that it must be the value of a half a shekel. Mark continues, Rabbi Chilkiah b'shem Rav Acha, they learned something out from this pasuk. The pasuk says, shlishis ha-shekel. Now that means that in the time of Ezra, a third of a shekel was the value of a half a shekel in the time of the Torah. And we see from there that we didn't allow them to simply change to a regular matbeah that they wanted to give, but rather it had to be valued as such. Rav Chilkiah has a different drasha. Mikanshin sarach adam l'shalish shikla. A person needs to give the amount of a machzis ha-shekel, a totally different understanding of this, shalosh pamim bashana, three times in the year. And we apply this to all types of tzedakah, not just machzis ha-shekel. Mikan, she'im ha-tshrichin al-tzibur yosef shalosh pamim bashana, that you should be matriach on the tzibur only three times a year to make a collection for tzedakah. The Gemara has other drashas. Amar Rabbi Yavin, mikan l'sholosh son, mikan l'sholosh kupas. Here the reference also of shlishis. And we learn out from here that there were, number one, three trumas, kupas, excuse me, that is mentioned earlier, excuse me, later on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, that there were three pushkas, mikan l'gimel parshias, excuse me, more precisely, gimel hafrashas, that there were three times that they would clean out the Trumas Halishka, which we may mention to in already in the first mission. The Gemara continues to Darshan. Ksiv. Ze yitnu kol oiver apkudim. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemi chanam lefi shechatu machtes ayom yitnu machtes hashekel. Klal Yisrael sinned in the Egel Hazav in the middle of the day, so they give machtes hashekel halfway through. The chanam lefi shechatu b'sheish shos bayom. Some say it's not because of the half, but rather it was the sixth hour. So therefore, yitnu machtes hashekel da'avid shita garmisin. Machtes hashekel makes up six garmisim corresponding to the hour. What's this machlokas about corresponding to the hour, corresponding to half of the day, is not so clear to me. Rabbi Shua by Rabbi Nechemim Mishum Rabbi Yochum Zakai Fisha Avru Alaseres Hadibris. Because of someone who's Moide Bavoidizara is Kaifran Kala Torah Kula, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Yenoisin Kalechad Vechad Asara Geira. Really, they should give 10 Geira, and that is actually fits in beautifully in the pasuk because it says Esrim Geira Machtes HaShekel. So half of Esrim Geira is 10 Geira, which corresponds to the Aseres HaDibros. Rabbi Brachya, Rabbi Levi Mershum Reish Lakish, Lefi Shemachru, the reason for the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, here the Lefi is talking about Pidyon HaBen, is because the brothers sold Yosef. Lefi Shemachru Bechora Shel Rachel, they sold the Bechor of Rachel, Be'esrim Kesef, with 20 Kesef. You call Echad Vecha, Poidim Es Benoi, Bechor Be'esrim Kesef. You have to redeem your son with 20 Kesef, the Bechor, which makes up the five slum of the Pidyon HaBen. Sela has four dinarim, and five slum, of course, have 20 dinarim. Rabbi Pinchas B'Shem Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Pinchas gave a reason from Rabbi Levi, Fisha Machro, Bechor Shel Rachel Be'esrim Kesef, V'nafal Kol Echad Me'echad Mehem, and therefore each one of them got two dinarim, Taba, Fichu Kol Echad Echad Nosen Shiklo, Taba, and that's why also we give a shekel, because it comes out that a Taba Kar is equal to a Machtzis HaShekel, and each one of the brothers received a Taba for the sale when they sold Yosef. Now we learn the other halacha of leftover shkalim that our Gemara Omedi made reference to, the previous Gemara made reference to. That is Moiser shkalim chulin. If a person took out more money than necessary to designate for a shekel, the leftover is going to be chulin. There are different explanations this line in the Mishnah. In general, we try to go with the Karban Ha'eda. The Karban Ha'eda says that it's talking about, as we spoke about earlier, if his hand is full of money, and he says, Elu Lishkaliv, from these are going to be my shekel, the leftover is going to be chulin. And that's not the case of when he's Machnes Protrot. So then, in such a case, we had the opinion of Beis Shammai that the Moser is going to be Nedava. What about Mosar Asiras Ha'efa? If you have left over from the tenth of the Eifa, the Gemara will discuss that an opinion that explains that we're talking about the mincha of the Kohen Gadol that he would bring, a minchas chavit, and that was made from a tenth of an Eifa of Solas, and the Kohen had designated his own money, but it turns out he didn't need that much, as well as Mosar Kanezavim. Kanei Zavos, a woman designates money for their birds, either if she's a Zava, or she's a Yoledes, Kanei Yoledes, or a man who's a Zav. Katos Vashamos, designated for Karmen Chattas or Karmen Asham. Turns out there was more money than necessary. Mutarin Nidava. Then the leftover money actually does become Nidava. Zeh Klal, Kol Shu Bal Shem Chattas, Umishum Asham, Mutarin Nidava. Anything that is designated for a Chattas and an Asham is leftover is Nidava. Moser Ola La'ola. If he designated money for an ola, it's considered for an ola. Moser mincha l'mincha. Leftover money for mincha is a mincha. Moser shlamin l'shlamin. Leftover money for a shlamin is considered a shlamin. Moser ha-pesach l'shlamin. Leftover money that was designated for a karban pesach can be used as a shlamin. Moser nazirim l'nazirim. Moser nazir l'nedava. Leftover money for nazirim aniyim should be used for other nazirim. However, a nazir that designated too much, he could use that money l'nedava. Rabbi Yosi, ad ana tamid, until I was still there, ad ana tamid, still I was still there in Eretz Yisrael, shamiskal, I used to hear the voice of Rabbi Yehuda, Shal l'Shmuel. He would ask Shmuel, Hifr shiklo v'meis, if someone designated his shekel and dies, what's the halacha? Amalei yiplu nedava, he would tell him that it's left over for nedava. Moser asiris ha'efa shalo, we said the leftover tenth of the efa of the Kohen Gadol that we made reference to in the second line of the mission. Now, Gemara will quote two opinions which we will struggle with. How does it relate back to our Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yolicham liyam hamelech, it's sent to the Yam HaMelech. In other words, it's not reused as a nedava. The only thing you could do is send it to Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Lezer Amar Yiplu l'nedava. Rabbi Lezer says it is used for a nedava. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. It seems that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yochanan, because what our Mishnah say doesn't mention that it goes liyam hamelch. Moser shkolim chulim, moser asiris ha'efa, as well as moser kanei zavim v'kanei zavis, moser kanei yoldos, chatos ha'shamos. What's the bottom line? Mosran nidava. Now, avid la Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with our Mishnah? Pasar la, he will interpret it, moser asiris ha'efa, shel minchas chotei, shel kol Yisrael. That our Mishnah is talking about the Minchas Chotei of all of Klal Yisrael. For example, not the case of a Kohen Gadol, but rather someone who sinned Bitumas Migdash Ukidashav, that it depends. If he's a wealthy person, what he brings, and what if he's a poor person, he brings something else. A poor person brings Asiris Haifa, and he's designated too much money. So then, in such a case, the Halacha is that Moser is Lenadava. However, a Minchas Kohen Gadol, its Moser is going to be different. From the Karmen Ha'eda, it sounds like that the Machlokis over here revolves around whether Minchas Kohen Gadol has a Din Chatos that's going to fall into Halacha Moser Nedava. He doesn't explain exactly what that issue is, and why, if it doesn't have a Din Chatos, automatically would have to go Liyam HaMelech. Now the Gemara begins to analyze, Yushan begins to analyze Moser HaPasach L'Shlam Rabbi Yosi Omer Al Dol Liil Abba bar Abba, on this, they insisted in bringing the father of Shmuel, Abba, to come in and to discuss in the Beis Medrash, the Inun Amrin, and he quoted that on this discussion of the leftover carbon Pesach, that the Chachmei Bavel said, Minayin Sheh Pesach Mishtanin L'Shem Shlomim, how do you know, as it didn't Shlomim, Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says in regards to carbon Pesach, V'im Min Atzayin Karben Noi, L'Zevach Shlomim, Kol Shu Min Atzayin, Balu Shlomim. They asked on this drasha, Hesivun, the Bnei Yeshiva asked Abba Barbala, Hare Ola Minatzon, this drasha that you're saying, V'im Minatzon, that Minatzon is making a reference to a Karim Pesach, Hare Ola Minatzon. And we should say the same thing of regards to an Ola. It also comes from Tzon. Yet, by an Ola, we learned in our Mishnah, Moser Ola is considered Ola and not a Nedava. He answered, Davar she'ein ba'ala minat zayin, that the drush only applies to things that only come from tzon. Yatzis oila, she'ba filu min ha'bokar. An ola can come from cattle as well. Hisvun, they also continue to ask, hare asham, when it comes to an asham, it's ein ba'ala minat zayin, yet nevertheless, that a moiser asham does not have the din of a Pesach. A Pesach has the din that it's l'shlamim, and a moiser asham, we said, is l'nedava, amu Rabbi Bon Bar Kahana, min atzon, davar shu ba mikol hatzon. Yatza asham she'ena ba, ela min ha'elim bilvad. It only comes from the elim, and therefore it's not included in that drasha. Now the Gemara asks on this teretz, b'chol atar, you, Rabbi Bon Bar Kahana, at Omar, every place that the Torah says min lema'it, it generally means to exclude. Vikan, and over here, at Mar, min lerabos, that the Pasuk is coming to include. In other words, min atzon over here is coming to include where all of the Karban Pesach comes from tzon, and not those things that partially come from tzon. Normally, min means to say where some of it comes from it. Amar Rabbi Mana Hachinami. Here too, min is coming to be lemayit, which is, what's the miut? Miut shein ba ben shtei shanim. A Karban Pesach has to be less than 2 years old. Miut shein ba min akeva. It also has to be a zachar, the Torah says. V'gabi Hashem Nami. And when it comes to Hashem itself, min l'mayitu, min is also l'mayit. In other words, you're telling me I'm not talking about mayit? No. Hashem is a mayit, and that mayit is going to take us out from telling us that the carbon Hashem is like the carbon Pesach that has a din shlamim, because sheina ba elam min ha'elim bilvad. It only comes from the elim, from rams. They continue to ask on the Rosh of the Chachmei Bava, v'haksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, v'im min atzon karbonoi min ha'kvasim o min ha'izim la'ola, when it comes to a carbon ola, that we say, also the same expression, v'im min atzon. So if that would be so, then not only is carbon Pesach seem to be turning into a shlamim, but you have the same Pasuk, me'ata, Mozar Pesach ba'ayla. Mozar Pesach should be brought as an ayla. Amar Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avin answered, Mishanin, we change Dover Shuhu Lachila, Le Dover Shuhu Achila. Karbon Pesach is eaten, Karbon Shlamim is eaten. So that's why if you had two psukim to choose, you would choose to connect it to Karbon Shlamim. Ve'ein Mishanin, Dover Shuhu Achila, Le Dover Shein Mechila. We don't change something that is Lachila for something that is not Lachila. This is the Yisod Gadol in Karbon Pesach, that the Karbon Pesach is not a regular carbon. If it would be pasul lachila for whatever reason, it could be it wouldn't be kosher as well. The Meshech Chochma has this idea, as well as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer Emes LiYaakov, and this Yerushalmi seems to be a good raya to that yisod, that achila is a critical part of the identity of a carbon Pesach. Am Rabbi Yosi ber Rabbi Bon, Mishanin kachim kalim, l'shem kachim kalim. There's another distinction over here. When it comes to a carbon Pesach, that's kachim kalim, and when it's left over, you're turning into a kachim kalim. But ve'ein mishanim kachim kalim l'kachay kachim. You can't switch kachay kalim to a kachay kachim, and carbon ola is a din kachay kachim because it's kula l'mizbeach. We will stop Bezer Hashem over here. A little bit early for Daf Vav, but I'm out of time and I have to go to Yeshiva to learn with the Talmidim. Speaking of the Talmidim also, we have a hectic weekend, because Baruch Hashem, the Talmidim will be coming, the whole Shir will be coming over for Shabbos. I'm hoping that we will be able to find time to record, but if I don't, I'm looking forward to joining you, Be'ezer Hashem, on Sunday, continuing the special learning that we do together. This concludes Daf Vav in Masechet Shkalim.